Hello, welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 233. I'm your host, Sid Sauter. We started things off this week with a track from the Los Angeles-based band Bleach. That song is called Dead in Your Head, and that'll be out on the band's album Ride Your Heart. While Dead Oceans won't release that until April 2nd of this year, I couldn't resist giving you an early taste because it's such a good album. Sisters Jessica and Jennifer Clavin have created an album that mixes the 60s girl group, 70s power pop, and a lot of punk rock. While not an exceptionally unique sound right now, the band does it so well, and I know that's a band that I'll be revisiting when I'm putting together my year-end best of list. But we're getting way ahead of ourselves now. Let's get into something else. This is a band I saw perform last week in Minneapolis. This is the band Single Mothers.
Get the warmest off, I am about it.
All right, that is The Bronx with a real ripper there. That song is called Ribcage, and it's on the band's fourth self-titled album, due out February 5th on the ATCO label. That Los Angeles band mixes punk and heavy metal to, say, spotty results, sometimes working wonderfully and sometimes, well, there are other times. Before that, we heard from Single Mothers from London, Ontario. That song is called Runaways, and it's on the band's self-released 2010 EP called Wild Party. You can download that from the band's website at Name Your Own Price. The band have is another EP after that and a new album coming out on Hot Charity later this year. Hopefully we'll get a listen to that. While that EP definitely owes a lot to the Hold Steady, I think the new material stands up on its own, and owing something to Hold Steady isn't a bad thing anyway. I guess I need to let you know how the podcast works. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. Jumping back here into some new music, here's a track from Don McCarthy and Bonnie Prince Billy, a new album called What the Brothers Sang, a tribute to the Everly Brothers. And this song is Milk Train.
There was a morning train used to come on through when the sleepy town was alive. And every Sunday we would come and see some mighty fancy people arrive. Oh, they'd arrive aboard the milk train. There was a well-dressed lady from the city used to always give me her smile. Looked so fine, she was sweet and kind. She let me get to know her a while. Oh, for a little while. Back when the milk train used to rumble my shack, used to stop outside of my door. But now the milk train doesn't come by here anymore. Now I still live in that railroad shack, and I wander down that dusty old track like a lonely old timer out of my mind, looking for that lady who was sweet and kind to me. When the milk train used to rumble my shack, used to stop outside of my door. But now the milk train doesn't come by here anymore. Now the only thing to come on through is a Jimmy John now and then. And I dream of the day she'll come back this way. Let me get to know her again. Oh, like way back when. Back when the milk train used to rumble my shack, used to stop outside of my door. But now the milk train doesn't come by here anymore. Oh, the milk train used to rumble my shack, used to stop outside of my door. But now the milk train doesn't come by here anymore.
Love.
hope you enjoyed that fun little set as much as I did. We started things off with Don McCarthy and Bonnie Prince Billy working their way through the Everly Brothers song Milk Train. And that'll be out on the What the Brothers Sang album on Drag City Records on February 19th of this year. And that is one of the two Everly Brothers tributes coming out this year, the other coming from First Aid Kit a little later in the year, and I'm sure we'll have something for that for you as well. After that, we heard from the Avett Brothers with the song I Never Knew You. That was on the album The Carpenter, which came out September 11th of last year on Universal Republic. That album's made so many top lists for 2012 that I had to go back and pick that one up, and I think there's some good things on there, just nothing that floors me as much as the earlier works did. And we ended things off there with The Gents. That song is called Trapped, and that's on the album Waiting to Be Seen, originally released in 1987, but just re-released at the end of last year on the Detour label, a band out of Doncaster in the UK, a fantastic mod revival band there that late in their career, and then as I said, this 1987, very much felt like maybe Dexy's Midnight Runners kind of mixing a bit of the House Mortons kind of soul in with their power pop. So I enjoy that album, and it's probably my favorite reissue of last year. Pick that one up on iTunes if you're so inclined. Well, I see that I'm about out of time, so let me get the business out of the way. Let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 233. I have been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on any of your favorite social media outlets, including Twitter, at Sid Much Rock. Looking at the concert calendar, I've got a few things coming up here. End of January, the 28th, Free Energy playing at the Czar Bar. On the 31st, Laguerre playing at Record Bar. On the 2nd, you have your choice of Calexico at the Granada or Casket Lottery playing with the Dead Girls at the Record Bar. On the 20th, Cher UK at the Record Bar with Grant Hart on that one. The 25th, Maserati at the Record Bar. And then looking all the way into April, you get the Cigarras show, and Dead Girls are playing a show at Czar Bar. That should be a lot of fun too. So let's wrap things up here. I've got a brand new track here for you from Cowboy Indian Bear. It is the song Does Anybody See You Out, and it is the single, or maybe it's the title track of an EP, either way you want to look at it, of a 4-song EP the band is graciously allowing you to download for free from their website, and I suggest you do that. Four unreleased songs, including this single, which is just fantastic. Take a listen, enjoy, and we'll talk again next week. Thank you very much.